Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, lovely GN Divas. Before we offer you the best bits from Series 2, we have a little announcement. Tickets for an extra 2 dates for Help I Sexted My Boss Live are going on sale this Friday, the 1st of March, at midday. So make sure you are on the ball and set any reminders you need to now. Don't be a Jordan and miss out. Be a William. Tickets and all the information can be found at sextedmyboss.com/live. Now, here are our best bits.
Hello and welcome to... Hang on, my headphones are too loud.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. The brand new series of Help I Sexted My Boss will be back soon, which is a great excuse to replay some of the best bits from Series 2. Jordan began the new series as he meant to go on.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern day life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas like how do you react when your favourite podcast comes back after a 2 month break? And is it okay to change your accent when you move down south? I'm not... What are you trying to say?
I wish you would.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usually agon...
Try again, love.
Shut up. But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson? Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jordan. No, we're not. Jordan North, he's a radio presenter, and I'm an etiquette coach. I'm more the Crown Netflix, whereas Jordan's more the Crown Pub in Burnley.
Oh, I like that one. I don't think we have a Crown Pub in Burnley. Anyway.
Before we get any further, I need something stiff inside me. Would you like a... Would you like a gin and a bonnet?
I would love a gin and a bonnet because I also need something stiff inside me. Oh. I've missed you. Can you, whilst you're pouring the gin in the bonnet, welcome back, by the way, Gin Divas.
Hang on,
welcome
some people, back. if they're poor, unfortunate souls and are listening for the first time, they won't know what this is.
Right, okay, yeah, good point. We usually start the episode with a gin and the bonnet. William is pouring a gin in the bonnet now. That sounds like something from a sound effect, but he is actually recording it. So it's basically the bonnet is spelt the bonnet, and it's a French liqueur.
Well, it's a French fortified wine.
It's a French fortified wine. And it was the Queen Mother's favourite drink. God bless her soul.
Queen still drinks it, doesn't
The Queen still drinks it. It's a very posh drink. And it's one part gin, two parts de Bonnet.
Yes, and you want... you can either have, if you've got a sweeter tooth, a slice of orange works very nicely. If you've got a more savoury tooth, a slice of lemon. Jordan, what do you want?
I'll go for lemon, please.
Thanks for lemon. I've gone for orange. Sums us up, really, doesn't it?
We asked you to tell us some of your favourite moments, and from the second episode, Jay enjoyed this bit, when the G&D went straight to William's head.
This question is from Kat. I've been going out with my boyfriend for 3 years before he had a brief 1.5 year fling with a floozy. Every now and again, no more than 3 times, a week. I like to check in and see what she's up to, what other relationships she is corrupting and the like. Clearly this person's over it. Yesterday, on my second visit to her profile of the day, I may have accidentally liked an album of pictures from her six-year-old's brother. From her six-year-old's brother's
I'm going to read this. You're pissed. Right. This is what happens when you have gin and debonairs. Hashtag Gin Divas if you're going to try one. This letter's from Kat.
And do try one because they're very nice.
I've been going out with my boyfriend for 3 years. Before me, he had a brief 1.5 year fling with a floozy. Every now and again, no more than 3 times a week, I like to check in and see... no more than 3 times a week. I like to check in and see what she's up to, what other relationships she's corrupting, and the like. Yesterday, on my second visit to her profile of the day, I may have accidentally liked an album of pictures from her six-year-old brother's birthday. I immediately unliked it, but I'm worried that she may have seen and now she realises that I stalk her. Any help?
Well, I think if you're going to stalk her, you're going to be unstuck at some point. I think that was bound to happen. And probably it's a life lesson.
My ex has blocked me on Facebook.
Don't blame them. To be honest, I've toyed with it. I mean, I muted you.
Did you?
I did, over the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, you said.
On Twitter.
I immediately lied, but I'm worried that she...
Not on Facebook, because obviously you don't post, because you're not a 45-year-old woman.
Any help? Okay, do you know what? Stop doing it.
Stop doing it? I think you've learnt your lesson.
Stop doing it.
You've learnt your lesson.
Stop doing it.
Is that what we're going to say on repeat?
I don't know. What other advice can we give to someone? Next question.
No, that's it.
Are we done? God, I'm so pissed.
Can I also just say, for people that don't understand, is we're in a very hot studio.
And
it's not helping.
Oh, it's so hot and we are so drunk. This is the most drunk I've ever been for an episode. Hang on. Next week, we're just drinking water.
Yeah.
Can we not just get the posh lady to do this bit? Yeah. Can she not just read this?
She's
bit
called out? Delia. She's lovely.
Is she called she Delia? Called Delia? Hi, Delia.
I like to think in many ways it's Delia Smith.
Well, sorry, William. This Delia is much better than Smith, and my Rissoles are far superior. Anyway, in episode 3, the boys did a bit of show and tell.
Oh, you've brought a show
what
and tell
do you
as
think
well.
This is?
That is a flannel wrapped in a ribbon.
It's blue,
yeah.
Or as we'd call it, azure.
Azure.
This is my teaching cutlery.
Oh, wow.
And in here is all the cutlery I teach with. Do you know what this is?
A fork.
Yes, but what type of fork?
A small fork.
Yes, but what type of fork?
A small silver fork.
A salad fork.
A salad. Do you actually have forks for salad?
Yes.
Have you ever forked in your life?
Many times. And what do you think this is? It's a very small fork.
An even small, thinner fork, that is...
How many tines does it have? That's the technical word for the prong on a fork. How many tines does it have?
As if you've got... Is this how much cutlery there is in the world?
No, actually, there is actually more.
Right.
This is the specialist cutlery. All of these... Okay, so this is a strawberry fork.
There's so many... That's a straw... You actually have a fork for strawberries?
Yes, because strawberries... You know the strawberries we have today?
Yeah.
Big and red?
Yeah.
Never used to be like that.
Were they small?
They were small and light pink. And then they were genetically modified to be big and red.
Get away,
a bit
really?
Like carrots were never orange, but that's another
story. Do you
story
know what we have in our house?
Mm?
A knife, a fork, a big spoon. Might have a soup spoon if you're lucky, if you're doing well for yourself, and a teaspoon.
And do you not have a chocolate spoon?
Oh, my God, let me look at that. Is that a spoon for chocolate?
Yep.
That looks like something a dentist has.
And do you have this one?
Soup spoon.
It's a type of soup spoon.
A cold soup spoon.
Yes.
Is it?
It's bouillon, we call it.
Bouillon.
Bouillon.
Right, I wish you could see that. I am looking at so many
pieces.
We'll
take a photo and put it on our Instagram.
So many pieces of cutlery. What's that?
That's a bun fork.
I beg your pardon?
A bun fork.
For a bun?
Yeah.
How do you spread...
For serving. So it's taking it from the plate onto your thing. So all these pieces of cutlery I ordered off eBay because I teach all this different type of cutlery in my private classes. And I thought, well, I should order these and so I could have them rather than using the pictures.
Yeah.
And I knew what I wanted and I knew what design and what era I wanted. So within 15 minutes, I had ordered pretty much all of this. And eBay then closed down my account. And it then said suspicious activity detected. Now, I had to phone, and this is a true story, I had to phone someone in the Philippines and explain what the hell a strawberry fork was. And they went, and why do you need a strawberry fort, Mr. Hanson? And I said, well, because I'm an etiquette coach. Well, that opened up a whole new debate. And for 25 minutes, I was explaining to someone in the Philippines why I needed a grapefruit spoon and various others. And then they reactivated my account.
And one of our G&D divas from Down Under, Rachel, especially enjoyed Jordan's impressions of his mother, Wendy.
I've been to America before.
Which part?
Florida.
Okay.
I went in 2011 with my family.
Okay. And which part of Florida?
The Florida part.
What do you mean the Florida part? That's a state.
Where we, where all rides are and stuff. At theme parks.
Orlando.
Yes, it was Orlando.
Right.
We,
Which is a dive, I'll be honest. What? Aside from the theme parks.
It was lovely.
There's nothing else there.
We, it was so funny. As soon as we got there, the neighbours come round and they were like proper American. And like the guy high-fived my dad.
Yes, we got my. I was there with my parents, brother, and aunts and uncles and cousins, and my father got a hug from Della, the concierge at the Bellagio.
Oh, right.
All he did is booked a dinner reservation.
I don't know what you just said.
Didn't really
to me
warrant a hug.
The Bellagio, what?
The Bellagio.
What's that?
It's a hotel.
Is it?
Yes.
Sounds like
it's an okay hotel. It's fine.
Sounds like a sex move. We did the Bellagio last night. There was piss everywhere.
Shall we have our G&D?
Oh, yes, we should. And whilst you're pouring it, I'll tell you a very funny yet Northern American story. When we were in America...
Right.
This is so true, right? When we were in America, we went to watch, like, a Guys and Dolls show.
Right.
And
again, is that sexual?
No. It was like an American show. We went off.
Guys with Dolls?
No. It's guys and Dolls.
Guys. Oh, the musical?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yes, I'm familiar.
Oh, my mum and dad, you weirdo.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
I beg your pardon?
I said sit down, you're rocking the boat.
I don't know what that means. And after the show finished, we all came outside and an old lady had collapsed, right? And everyone was crowding round her. And they were like, oh, my God. Is there a medic here? Does anybody know first aid? Oh, my God, she's collapsed. Somebody help my aunt. And my mum would have had a drink. She went, my husband's in army. He knows what to do. He's first aid trained. And my dad went, Wendy, get in car. There'll sewers round here. And he did the biggest wheel spin ever and left her.
How was the lady?
I don't know. But he said, I've seen it on telly. You give him CPR, they sue you. They sue you. Get in car. Should we have a G&D?
Yes. Who should we toast? Well, I went to a confession. I'm sure we'll talk about theme parks in another episode, but I went to Disneyland, the original Disneyland. Yeah. So why don't we toast my favourite Disney character, Donald Duck?
Donald Duck?
Yes.
Okay.
Donald Duck.
To Donald Duck. I've got a joke about Donald Duck.
Oh, is it clean?
It's actually Daffy Duck, but I can change it to Donald Duck if you want. Donald Duck's on a night out.
Yep.
Right, and he's on the piss, yeah? He's had a few beers, gets later and later. He gets chatting to this girl at a bar, and he takes her back to the hotel, and one thing leads to another, and she says, I'm not having sex without a condom. And he goes, oh, shit. So he starts rummaging around the hotel, and there's no condoms in his room.
I did ask if this was clean.
So Donald Duck rings down to reception, and he says to the receptionist, have you got any condoms? And the receptionist says, I do as it goes. I'll bring it up. Shall I put it on your bill? And he said, don't be stupid. I'm fucking suffocate. He meant the bill, isn't he?
Yes, thank you. I understood.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
And when it was time to pour the G&D in episode 5, William got a little confused.
But we're not your usual agony ants, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not. If we were cheeses, I'd be a mature cheddar. You'd be a cheese string.
Ah, yeah.
That wasn't a compliment.
Oh, was it not?
No.
Oh.
Cheese strings are those cheap, tacky, nasty things.
Yeah. I'd be a baby belt. No, I'd be a Dairy Lee dunker. Yeah.
Right, are you ready for your G&D?
I'm always ready for a G&D, my little G&D.
Could you pass me the D?
Do you know what that means?
No.
If I said to you, do you want me to give you some D?
I want it.
No. D, when they say I love the...
I don't actually want to know.
Say I love the D.
I love the D. Now, would you give...
Do you love the D?
Yes, and I'm going to have some now.
Oh, you don't know what that means, do you? When was the last time you had D?
Well, last week.
Did you have some D last week?
Yeah, when you and I got together.
Oh, God. All right, if you're listening, we didn't have sex last week.
What?
D means dick.
Oh, my God.
I love you so.
Judith got in touch to let us know that this next question from the sixth episode was one of her best bits.
William Hanson. First question, please, Cockle.
Sorry?
First question, please, mate.
This is from Rhiannon.
Rhiannon or Rihanna?
Rhiannon.
Ooh.
This is something that everyone has to do at some point in a relationship. Fart in front of the other half.
Yep.
It just has to happen. On purpose or by accident, one is going to slip past the defences. So how long do you have to have been in a relationship with someone before you can fart? I need this answer urgently. I really want to fart.
Are they like holding in a trump now, isn't he, right?
Yes, she's probably blown up. She's self-combusted by the time we've answered this.
Okay, I've...
Pieces of her left on the utility room wall.
I've done a texter about this on the radio. Before.
Right.
That's like where you get people to...
BBC's not what it was.
No, this is when I was on commercial. And I think the general consensus was 6 months.
Right.
And I am also sticking to that rule because I've not yet trumped in front of my new housemates. So I haven't been in... Oh, do you know what? We're coming up to 6 month mark. I moved down in March. April, May, June, July. Oh! Yeah! I'm past it.
You can now do an Elsa in Frozen. You can let it go.
Yeah, I can. I can bottom burp in front of them.
Trouser cough.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm ever so sorry. I trouser coughed. So I'm saying 6 months into moving in with somebody. William Hanson, what are you saying on that?
Well, do you know what? It's funny. You know, we've talked about, you know, I've never watched Bake Off. I've never had a Coke. I have never farted. I once did something and a little bit of Chanel No. 5 came out. But other than that, I wonder if there's something wrong with me.
I honestly think if I ever heard you fart, I would be... I couldn't cope with it.
And who could forget this classic story about the pet and the prophylactic? Well, William wishes he could forget.
Right, this is from Rebecca. I'll get straight to it. After a quick tumble in the sack with my boyfriend, unbeknown to me, he decides to put the used item on the floor, which is gross.
I know where this is going.
After a while, we get up and discover said item is missing. After a quick search around the room, I notice my beloved kitty, Mr. Peanut, smiling up at me, looking very satisfied with himself. After a few moments, and to my horror and disgust, I realise that Mr. Peanut has indeed swallowed my boyfriend's used condom.
Oh.
An emergency and extremely embarrassing trip to the vets confirmed this, and I was told it would pass naturally over the next few days. So my question to you is it acceptable to put used condoms on the floor, and are they an untold delicacy?
I think... That is the best question we've ever had, and we should rename the podcast Help, My Cat Swallowed My Used Condom.
Look, I pop it on a little bit of tissue on the sideboard.
That is absolutely brilliant.
I wouldn't put it on the floor.
I don't...
Because you could step on it as well.
Yeah. You're not meant to flush them as well, aren't you? Does that mean it'd be inside it?
Yes.
Oh. Right.
Well, at least the cat won't need any protein for the next couple of days.
Ugh. What if the cat got pregnant?
I don't think that's how it works.
Could the cat get an STI from that?
Help, my pussy has syphilis.
Oh, God.
In episode 8, Jordan got a new nickname.
What's a thespian? That's a theatre actor, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes, and they have just as much rights as the rest of us.
I love the word thespian. I think it's... I would love to be at a party and someone say, oh, what do you do, Jordan? I'd love to go, I am a thespian.
Would you?
Yeah. It does. Why are you looking at me like that? It does mean theatre got person, actor, doesn't it? Actress.
Right.
Does it... No, seriously, do I need to Google it?
No, thespian means someone of the arts, from an artistic persuasion.
Oh, so it doesn't just mean the theatre?
It's generally more associated with the theatre.
So if you work in an arty, creative industry, could you say you was a thespian? William?
Yeah.
Am I a thespian?
Yes.
Am I?
No, actually, you're not.
Am I? I work in the media industry.
That, no.
I've got a corkboard where I put my ideas on in my room.
Doesn't make you a thespian.
I'm a creative thespian.
Makes you a twat.
Right. Talking of thespians, it's time for me to rest my uvula. We'll be back shortly.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to a rundown of the best bits from Series 2 of Help, I Sexted My Boss. Series 3 returns on Tuesday the 5th of March, so make sure you're subscribed and ready. This next clip was from Episode 10.
Next question. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, who on earth has written this?
Hang on.
Sorry, this is a two-talent podcast, not three.
Producer Ben?
Has he edited this to have his name?
No, he's getting too big for his boots, this lad. He needs his feet on the ground, doesn't he?
P45 for Ben. In the past, I have had a few body image problems. I used to feel extremely negatively about myself, but in the last year or so, I have been able to mostly overcome that. In fact, I feel very positive about myself now. My problem is the what and the how I managed to overcome my body image problems. By wearing budgie smugglers.
I love that word.
I absolutely love budgie smugglers. They have quirky and funny designs. They're great for swimming, and I think of them as a statement about myself. Most of my mates and the women I have dated find it extremely off-putting.
So he wears them, like, every day?
Oh, my God.
He wears budgie smugglers.
How do I convince people that I'm truly making a confident statement about my body, as well as not taking myself too seriously? Rather than appearing to be a pervert in a banana hammock. All the love from Denmark, Thomas.
Brilliant, Thomas. I don't know if he wears his budgie... Is he saying he wears his budgie smugglers as underwear? Because budgies... No, is he saying swimming trunks, budgie smugglers?
Why would you wear... why are you wearing them?
I mean, why would you wear budgie smugglers to go swimming in, to be fair?
Yeah. I would say, Thomas, I'm sorry, and maybe things are different in Denmark, but I would... If you're confident about your body, if you have a nice body, personally, I don't feel there's much need to show it off. Not in public, anyway. In your own personal life, with the curtains closed, you do what you like. But in public, I think you need to wear something a bit more suitable.
Don't go on dates with girls and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm wearing budgie smugglers, because that's just fucking weird.
And we heard about Jordan's alter ego in Episode 11.
Can we just clear something up? Well, not clear something up, get something out in the open.
Oh,
it was a few months ago this happened.
What for, Dan?
During series one of this seminal podcast. You know when we were trying to get people to find out about our podcast?
Oh, mate,
can we share that story?
No.
Yes, we can.
William, mate, come on.
Move
Jordan,
on.
Unbeknownst to any of us that work on this podcast, and yes, there are a couple of people that work on this, I know, this has production, Jordan decided that he would email a very well-known left-leaning newspaper.
The Guardian.
To tell them that they should listen to this podcast.
No, I specifically emailed someone that writes about podcasts at The Guardian. And I sent him an email.
And what did the email say?
I pretended to be a girl called Rachel.
So you had a different email account set up.
And I sent an email address saying, yeah, look, I've just found this. Because there was something on like the Guardian app that like, oh, if you've got a new podcast, send it us in. So I was like, oh, you need to listen to this new podcast. It's quite good. My name's Rachel. I'm a dentist nurse from Manchester. I've just really got into it. And I sent the email going, thanks, Rachel. And then I forgot and sent him from my email address. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, podcast never went into The Guardian.
No, it didn't, did it?
In episode 12, the innuendos got the better of William and Jordan.
Final question. This is from Sally. The good news is it's three paragraphs.
Right, come on, Sally.
In alphabet dating, C should be coffee shop as standard. I've been to many in my time, a classic dating location. Now my boyfriend and I have always been quite adventurous. Sexually. Oh. And this is... this is an overshare, Sally. And this all started during one of our first dates at a coffee shop. We'd seen each other a couple of times by this point, but somehow we could still refrain from anything below the budgie smugglers. Until that day. Jordan, you've just spat your gin into Bonnie.
I'm sorry. It's that word, it gets me every time. Anything below the budgie smugglers.
I haven't done one paragraph.
Oh no, I've weed a bit. I'm not even joking.
Do you need to go now?
A bit's come out. Hurry up.
I don't know how we got onto it, but long story short, I asked him when I would get to see his budgerigar. His wee little winky. His millionaire shortbread. The answer to that question was right there and then. He popped his cheese... He popped his cheese twist out below the table, and it turned out I was quite peckish.
Right, I need a wee.
So I guess my question is it okay to bring in your own snacks to a cafe and then pop them in your mouth? Sally, there are words for people like you.
And there were more words for our next problem sender.
This is from Steve.
Hiya, Steve.
Dear William and Jordan, last Monday, I got on the 8:30 train to Winchester, as usual, to go to work. Once on board, I quickly scanned the remaining free seats and sat next to a not unattractive chap in his early 30s. I took my book out of my bag, opened it, and just before I started to read, glanced over at my neighbour to discover he was looking at Grindr on his mobile device. Now, my commute is only 20 minutes, but in that time, I became rather fascinated by my neighbour's exchange of messages with someone called... Bottom Wanted 43.
Oh, these are getting better.
I discovered various things about the person I was sitting next to, including the fact that he was a... I'm so sorry about this, Jordan. Hungry slut bottom. I did not, however, read a single word of my book. My question is, was I wrong for reading his messages, which I hasten to add he made no attempt to hide? Or was he wrong for being so obvious in his Grindr flirtations? Kind regards, Steve. P.S. I hope he and Bottom Wanted 43 passed an enjoyable afternoon the following day in Bournemouth.
I'll go first. No, it's not wrong to read... somebody else's message, because I've done it before. Some people are filth. I've sat next to a woman before
sitting.
Now.
Oh, I've been seated.
I've been seated. You are getting right on my tits today. I've been seated next to a woman before and she was sending some right filth. But no, you're not wrong to read it, because that's just human nature. The guy, yeah. Bottom slut, what was he called?
Bottom Wanted 43.
Bottom one. No, what was the guy that was writing it? Bottom,
I don't know what he was called.
He was called Bottom something.
Top going spare, probably.
He's probably wrong to be on Grindr on the train.
I think if you're going to be There is clearly, Steve is saying there was no attempt to hide the Grindr messaging. Then, well, if you're not attempting to hide it, fine, people are going to read it if you're so packed in together on public transport.
In the 15th episode of Series 2, we heard a classic rendition of Jordan's producer Ben impression. Poor boy.
We had Eggs Benedict for brunch, didn't we?
And we had Benedict there.
Because actually, producer Ben, he's not a Benjamin.
He's a Benedict.
He's a Benedict. Mm-hmm. Remember, he's not a Min, he's a Dict all over.
He's a very middle-class name from a very middle-class boy when he's on TalkSport. Well, normally he's like, hi guys, so it's the Christmas episode this time. So we kind of need to give our listeners, our G&Divas, some advice on the office Christmas party. Get him on TalkSport. Oh, what, mate? His mum hates it when he talks like that. She's like, Benedict, you've had a much better upbringing. I am pissed off, mate, right? We've hardly won at all season. I think we're going down, mate. I thought we were going to be back up in the Premier League. It's a disgrace, mate. Get rid of... Sack them all. All the years I've been watching Stoke City. Don't know why he does that.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde, isn't it?
It is. Mm. He's got two personalities. But yeah, we had Eggs Benedict. I'm going to be honest with you here.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Right.
The sauce was a bit thin.
I told you that the sauce was thin. I knew that the sauce was thin.
It's not the best. It was nice.
When you made Eggs Benedict, not for us, I hasten to add.
Yeah.
You did it from a packet.
Yeah.
Mine was from scratch.
I made it for my brother.
Made it for my brother.
I made it for my brother. And,
yeah.
And we got the hollandaise sauce from a packet. My mum kicked off, did I tell you?
No.
So when I was back at home... And I made it, was it, for, like, a late breakfast. And she come home, she went, you've not had that hollandaise sauce from Marks's, have you? Because it was from Marks and Spencer's and they're expensive. It was dear. She said, I've got to get it. She said it was for Christmas. Normally, you love a thick, creamy sauce, don't you?
Shall we move on?
Move on they did. All the way to the first ever Help I Sexed My Boss, live. This from a basement in Camden.
How have you prepared for this evening?
I'm a bit hungover, I'm not going to lie. I went to a salsa party last night. It was my friend's birthday
party.
You
went to a salsa party?
Yeah, like,
How old is your friend?
26.
26?
Yeah.
Is that a normal thing? I know I'm one to talk, but is that an...
Well, no, the thing is, like, it used to be ages ago, you'd go for a few drinks, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
For your birthday party. Now it's salsa, flower arranging.
I really don't think it is.
What's not cocktail making, fondue, swinging, it's all in at the moment, isn't it? And yeah, we went salsa dancing last... I went with a face like a slapped arse, I'm not going to lie to you.
Did you have a nice time, though?
10 minutes in, I loved it.
Well, I've exfoliated freshly.
Is that how you prepared?
Yes, I prepare with an exfoliation. And on Friday, I went and had a pre-podcast colonic irrigation. Just to make sure I was all fresh.
You didn't do that in rehearsal, did you actually?
I did, yes. Have you
Is
never
that
had
where
one?
You put it up, yeah. Like a pipe?
Well, it's not like a pipe. It's just a little small... It's like a tube of lip silver, if I'm honest, that goes up your bum.
Really?
Yeah, but
it was like throwing an hot dog down M6 for you, weren't it?
In all seriousness, it is... It's a slightly strange sensation. A woman called Helen comes in and up this little tube goes... And she has a nice chat to you, and she says, you know, don't hold back. And water fills you right up to the gills. And just when you think you can't take it anymore, Helen flicks a switch, and it all comes out. And as Helen said to me 50 minutes in, she said, better to have an empty house than a dirty tenant. And you come out with skin like Cheryl Cole.
Where did you get that done?
I literally go to Manchester to have the shit taken out of me. So I go there.
And to finish us off, G and Diva Lauren enjoyed the bit where Jordan just couldn't wait to go to the toilet. Sorry, I should say lavatory.
If you're going to tell a friend anything, Jordan, that you've learned today, for me, if you have, per item you have ordered, whether it's food or drink, 20 minutes in a coffee shop.
Yeah, I've learned... I'm really going to have to go. I'm dying for a week.
He's genuinely not joking.
What can I say? I've learned that you can take your own snacks. I'm going to have to go, honestly. I'm sorry. Hang on.
Right, well, that's the end of that. I'll do this bit. Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us or you can see pictures of our beautiful faces and more on our Instagram. Both are at sextedmyboss. Or you can email us. The address is help@sextedmyboss.com. You can write to me and I will send you a handwritten reply on my own letter-headed paper. The address is on the website at sextedmyboss.com. And if you like Help, I Sexted My Boss, you can share the G&D for love with your friends and write a review on iTunes. Gosh, this podcast would be so much better if it was just me. Goodbye.
Help, I Sexted My Boss Series 3 is coming on the 5th of March. To hear brand new episodes first, subscribe to Help, I Sexted My Boss on your usual podcast app. And hit follow on Twitter and Instagram. We're at Sexted My Boss. Tickets for our upcoming live shows and exclusive G&D Diva merch can be found on our website, sextedmyboss.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.